Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going deep on multi-tenancy in software.
Ooh,
Yeah,
multi-tenancy.
you know,
How's complicated?
it does sound complicated, but
Look,
you actually interact with it every day.
rise
Think of
up.
it this way. It's like the difference between an apartment building and like a standalone house.
Okay.
So that's kind of like multi-tenancy in the real world.
I see, I see.
So our guide for this deep dive is Steve Fenton's A Modern View of Multi-Tenancy.
Okay, yeah, Fenton's paper is great.
It really unpacks this concept that we see everywhere.
It's true, multi-tenancy is everywhere, even if folks don't realize it.
Right. And Fenton's paper does a really good job of like tracing its evolution.
Yeah, it's not like someone just like invented it one day. It was
Right.
more like a gradual thing building on older ideas.
Like what kind of ideas?
Well, think about like multi-user applications on those old mainframe computers.
Okay. Yeah.
Or even just the idea of time sharing resources.
Right, so like sharing instead of everyone having their own dedicated thing. So, okay, that's like the history. But
Yeah.
for those of us who need a refresher, what exactly is multi-tenancy in software?
Okay, so basically it means you have multiple tenants, and those can be like individual users or companies or even departments within a company,
Okay.
and they're all sharing a single instance of an application.
So instead of everyone having their own separate copy.
Right, they're all using the same underlying code and infrastructure.
Okay, I get it, but wouldn't that like cause problems?
Like what?
I mean, how do you keep everyone's data safe? And what about performance? Won't it slow everything down?
You've hit the nail on the head.
Have I?
Yeah, the core trade-off with multi-tenancy is sharing resources to reduce costs, but then you have increased complexity.
Okay, so it's cheaper but harder.
Yeah, and Fenton highlights three areas of complexity:
Okay.
code pipeline and operational.
Can we break those down?
Sure.
Fenton uses a train analogy, right?
Yeah, it's a great way to visualize this.
Okay.
So imagine dedicated physical machines, like each tenant has their own train,
Okay, so max control?
but also max cost.
Yeah, makes sense.
Then you have virtual machines.
Okay.
It's like each tenant has a carriage on a shared train.
Oh, so you're sharing the engine and tracks.
Exactly. The infrastructure is shared, but each tenant has their own space.
Gotcha. So then what?
Then you have containers.
Okay.
Think of those as compartments in a carriage.
So even more sharing.
Right. So it's more cost-effective, but harder to manage.
Makes sense to keep things separate and secure.
Exactly.
Okay. And then the final level is,
Software multi-tenancy.
and if I'm following your analogy,
Yeah.
this is where everyone's on the same train,
Yeah.
sharing everything.
Yep. It's the most efficient, but
Yeah.
the hardest to build and manage.
So one application has to handle everything for all the tenants.
Exactly. And you need ways to keep the data separate.
And to prevent conflicts and make sure it doesn't slow down.
Right. It's a balancing act.
So how do you figure out the right level of sharing? Is there like a rule of thumb?
Not really. There's no one-size-fits-all solution.
So what do you do?
Well, Fenton says you need to look beyond just the software.
Okay.
He talks about three layers of sharing:
Yeah.
pipeline sharing,
Okay.
infrastructure multi-tenancy,
Okay.
and software multi-tenancy.
Okay, so let's start with pipeline sharing. What is that?
It's all about making things more efficient when you're building and deploying software.
Okay.
So most companies already have a single code base for their app.
Right.
So pipeline sharing is like extending that to the whole deployment process.
So instead of separate pipelines for each tenant,
You have one pipeline that can handle everything.
so it's about eliminating duplication.
Yes. And that makes things more efficient.
But it also sounds more complex.
It can be, you need to handle different configurations for each tenant.
And testing gets harder.
Right, because changes for one tenant can't break things for others.
But I imagine the cost savings are pretty big, especially with automation.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
If you have 10 tenants and automate the pipeline, you're basically doing 10 deployments at once.
Wow, that's impressive.
It saves a ton of time and effort.
And probably reduces errors too.
For sure.
Okay, so pipeline sharing is about efficiency.
Right, streamlining the whole process.
Okay, what about infrastructure, multi-tenancy?
That's about getting as many tenants as possible on the same infrastructure.
Okay.
So whether it's physical servers or virtual machines in the cloud,
So you want to pack them in.
pretty much, and without making the code more complex.
Okay, so how do you do that?
There are a few ways: dedicated physical machines, application pools, virtual machines, containers.
What are those?
But these days, it's mostly virtual machines and containers
Probably.
because they're more flexible than hardware.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So with virtual machines, you can over-provision resources.
Okay.
So you give them more CPU memory and storage than is actually available.
Really? How does that work?
It's like overbooking flights.
What?
Yeah, they bet that not everyone will show up.
Oh, I get it.
So not all tenants will use all their resources at the same time.
That's cool.
And then containers are even lighter than virtual machines.
How?
They don't need a full operating system,
Oh,
so you
wow.
can fit even more on the same hardware.
Okay, so it's all about maximizing how much you can fit.
Exactly.
Okay, but what about software multi-tenancy? This is where it gets really tricky, right?
Yeah, software multi-tenancy means you have a single application for all tenants.
Okay.
So you have to be really careful to keep things separate.
Like data and configurations.
Right, you don't want one tenant messing things up for another.
It's like you're trying to make it look like separate applications.
Exactly, but it's all running on the same platform.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, and to do this, you need to have a clear idea of what a tenant is in your code.
Okay, so how do you do that?
Fenton talks about four different software multi-tenancy quadrants.
Great,
There's
okay.
basically different ways of sharing the application and the database.
So like some things are shared and some things are separate, and you
Exact.
have to decide which way is best.
Right, there are a lot of factors to consider.
So it sounds like choosing the right approach is really complicated.
It can be, there's no easy answer.
It all depends on what you're trying to do.
Exactly, your needs, your security, your performance, and how much customization you need for each tenant.
Okay, so no easy answers. How do you pick the right quadrant then?
Well, Fenton says you got to look at it piece by piece.
Okay.
Instead of trying to find one solution for the whole system, you break it down
Yeah.
and figure out what's best for each part.
So it's all about balance again.
Right, finding that sweet spot between sharing and keeping things separate.
Okay, and that leads us to hybrid hosting.
You got it.
Okay, so hybrid hosting, what is that?
It's basically mixing on-premise infrastructure with the cloud.
Okay.
So, like, you could run the core of your application on your own servers,
Okay.
but use the cloud for things like traffic spikes.
Or for specific features for different tenants. So you
Exactly.
get the best of both worlds.
Right. The control and cost savings of
And
on-premise.
flexibility of the cloud.
Yep. And Fenton talks about something called tenant unaware components.
Tenant unaware components.
Yeah.
What are those?
So it's basically a part of your application that doesn't care about tenants.
Okay.
It does the same thing for everyone.
Like what?
Think of a logging system
Okay.
or some background task that processes data.
Okay, I see. So it doesn't matter who the tenant is.
Right. So you can share it across multiple deployments.
Whether it's on-premise or in the cloud. That's
Exactly.
pretty neat.
Yeah, it gives you a lot of flexibility.
It's like a hybrid car.
What do you mean?
You know, switching between gas and electric,
Oh, I get it.
depending on what you need.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it.
So Fenton also mentions cloud repatriation.
Yeah.
What is that?
So some companies, after going all in on the cloud,
Yeah.
they're starting to bring some things back home.
Really? Why is that?
While the cloud isn't perfect,
Oh, yeah. I guess it has its own
right,
problems.
like cost, security, complexity,
So it's not always the best
depends.
option.
It depends on what you're doing.
So you have to find the right mix.
Exactly.
And you said that scaling can affect your multi-tenancy choices.
Oh, definitely.
How so?
Well, as you get more users and more data,
Yeah.
your needs change.
So what worked before might not work anymore.
Right. You might need to change your architecture.
So like going from a shared database to separate databases.
Or moving things to the cloud for more scalability.
Makes sense. You have to adapt.
Exactly.
And Fenton seems to really like automation.
Oh, yeah. Automation is key.
Why is that?
Well, imagine managing tons of tenants manually.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
It would be a disaster waiting to happen.
Right. So much room for error.
Exactly. That's why you need automated deployment pipelines.
Okay.
They give you a consistent and repeatable process.
You reduce errors and increase reliability.
Exactly. And Fenton says automation changes the economics of multi-tenancy.
How so?
It makes it way cheaper to manage all those tenants,
Makes sense.
and it frees up your developers to do more important work.
So it's a win-win.
Absolutely, better software and lower
I
costs.
like it.
And it shows that multi-tenancy isn't just about the tech.
Right. It's also about how you run your business.
Exactly. It's about strategy and efficiency.
And it all comes back to Fenton's main point.
There's no right answer.
It's all about figuring out what works best for you.
Right, considering the trade-offs and making informed decisions.
Okay, so we've covered a lot.
We have,
What are the key takeaways?
I think the biggest one is that balance is key.
Right, finding that sweet spot between sharing and isolation.
And that balance applies to everything.
From the pipeline to the infrastructure to the software itself.
Exactly. And remember that your approach might need to change over time.
Right, as your system grows.
What works for a few tenants might not work for hundreds.
And automation is essential.
Absolutely. It makes everything smoother and more cost-effective.
It's amazing how important multi-tenancy has become.
It really is. It's everywhere.
From small websites to huge cloud platforms.
It makes you wonder what's next for multi-tenancy.
That's a good question given how complex software is becoming.
What new challenges and opportunities will we face?
That's something to think about. If you want to learn more, be sure to check out Fenton's paper.
Yeah, he mentioned some great resources from Octopus Deploy and the DevOps Engineer's Handbook.
Wow, yeah. Feels like we just scratched the surface.
Yeah, multi-tenancy is a deep topic.
It really is, and it's always changing too.
Oh yeah, for sure. New technologies, new ways of doing business.
It makes you realize that learning never stops.
You got that right. You always got to be curious and open to new ideas.
And that's how we make progress, right? Pushing those boundaries.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that's a wrap for our deep dive into multi-tenancy.
I think so.
Hopefully everyone listening has a better grasp on this concept now.
Yeah, at least a better understanding of the different approaches.
And the trade-offs involved.
Yep, no easy answers, but lots of interesting options.
Definitely. And if you want to explore further, check out Fenton's paper.
Yeah, he's got links to some great stuff from Octopus Deploy.
And the DevOps Engineer's Handbook.
Good stuff.
So that's it for today. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone.
Keep those brains buzzing, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.